Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are in John chapter 14. And Jesus has just told Philip, one of his apostles, that if he has seen Jesus, then he has seen the Father. And that should be enough to satisfy Philip to endure what troubles may come in this life. And you may say, okay, Cliff, I understand that Philip had his question answered, but Jesus still went away. So what about today? What about right now? What about us? We can't see Jesus like Philip saw Jesus and got to speak with him. Well, look down at verses 16 through 18 very briefly. It says this, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans." In other words, Jesus is with his own right now. He is with us to alleviate our troubled hearts and to comfort us in the midst of our tribulation. He is with us to give us light. He is the light you need for handling the stress of your job. He is the light you need to handle the pressures of college life. He is the light you need to comfort and encourage you in the midst of being a single mom or a single dad. He's the light you need that will brighten a difficult marriage. And he is with you, believer, so trust him. Trust that this world is not our home, that he has already prepared a place for us, and there are plenty of rooms for all of his own. And trust that he is returning. But as we wait for that long tomorrow, trust that knowing him is all satisfying. He has not abandoned you. He's not abandoned us. We are not orphans. He has sent his Spirit to dwell with us. So today when you pray, please pray for our Creative Access missionaries that are throughout China. And also remember the Alango LifeWord broadcast that's heard in the Philippines.